Welcome inside today's Doc Spiders pregame interview. Doc Spiders getting set to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks as the season's starting to wind down. Just four games to go in the regular season. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined today by Doc Spiders reliever Carson Frazier out of Cypress. Carson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
One of the big things coming off the field today in BP for you that you were all excited about is the haircut. Long hair's gone.
It is gone. It was time. It's getting hot out here. It's good to feel the wind on the back of the neck every once in a while.
What was it like today getting the haircut? How much hair was on the floor? Because usually it's long blonde hair for you. Now it's not long.
Oh, it was all on the ground. It was all there. It was all gone. I am shaved up fully.
Is it more aerodynamic for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look better, play better, feel better.
You've been in Fond du Lac for a lot of the second half. You're one of the few guys still on the roster from about the midway point. What's it been like being in Fond du Lac this summer?
It's been great. Everyone's been really nice, and everybody cares out here. That's a big thing. Teammates care, the coaches care. You always feel loved. It's a really positive environment out here.
How has that helped you become a better ballplayer?
It's just helped me like settle in and be more comfortable when I'm out there on the mound in big moments, and just more comfortable, for sure.
Another big thing for you is you came to Wisconsin from all the way out in California. What's that transition been like living in Wisconsin for the last couple of months?
It's very different, I'll tell you that. But it's calm out here. It's nice, you know. It's a lot different, but it's a really good experience.
What's the biggest difference between Wisconsin and California?
The gas prices and, like, the amount of cars on the road, for sure. And how nice people are. People aren't that nice in California.
How excited were you then driving back a couple of days ago on the road trip when we pulled into a Quick Trip? Everyone looked up. The gas was $2.29. Have you ever seen that before?
I have never seen that in my life, and I thought it was a joke.
Another big thing last couple of days is there's been a lot of new additions to the roster and a lot of new additions to the bullpen. Yeah. What's it been like meeting all the new guys who have come in over the last week or so?
It's been great. Just trying to make them feel comfortable and make them feel at home. You know, it's not an easy like league and team to just come in and do good right away, but if you got guys that support you right away, it makes it a lot better.
What was it like for you when you first came in? Because at one point, about a couple weeks ago, you were one of those guys out in the bullpen who was a new face.
It was nerve-wracking at first, but you start to make friendships and start to really enjoy the people you're around, and that makes everything a lot better.
You have two teammates with you, one of them a former teammate in Andrew Soik, another one a current teammate at Cypress in Trey Seeley. How much do they help you transition to Fond du Lac, having some guys that you already knew in the first place?
Oh, I mean, first of all, they're dogs. Like, those guys are dogs. But, I mean, they know what I need to hear, and they've always got my back, and it's vice versa. I always got their back, and it's just nice being around guys that you know are going to support you.
Speaking of that, Andrew Soik at the last few weeks has been unbelievable at the plate. How fun has it been to watch for you as someone who has been with him really since the beginning at Cypress?
I mean, this is nothing new to me. Like, when he does this, it's nothing new to me, but that kid is something special, I'll tell you what. He's one of the best athletes, not even baseball players, one of the best athletes I've ever played with in my entire life.
How happy are you for him that he's able to be on this big stretch over the last few weeks?
It's amazing to see. No, but nobody deserves it more than that guy. That kid eats, sleeps, breathes baseball. That kid deserves the world.
He's also a guy who is just an infectious amount of happiness in the field. He's always smiling, always running around. Oh, yeah. How does it help the team out when you have a guy like Soika who seemingly is always smiling, always in a good mood, and always ready to go?
Well, it's not always tense around him, you know? He's someone who can lighten the mood, and he'll crack a joke or whatever, and he's always going to make you feel good. If you're having a bad game, you talk to him, you're going to feel better.
For you on the pitching side of things, this has been a big summer for you after your first year at Cypress. What do you think is one of the biggest things that you've improved upon in your game this summer?
Just being more comfortable out there in my own skin, just not letting the little things get to me. It's a game out there, and that's what you got to realize. It's not a job, it's a game, and you got to have fun while you're out there. So just being more comfortable, having more fun.
Basically playing every day here in Fond du Lac as well, being a bullpen arm, how much has that helped you that if you have a bad outing, you flush it, you're basically on the mound the next day?
Yeah, I mean, you can't hold on to the negative things because they're going to call your name the next day or the day after, so you got to just get right back after it.
With the season coming to an end over the next couple of weeks, what's the biggest thing you're going to take from Fond du Lac when you go back to Cyprus?
Just like the good friendships I've made out here. I mean, I've been here a month or so, but I mean, I've made lifelong friendships already. Like, these are great guys out here. Great experience.
It's been a month. It feels like about a couple years at this point,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It definitely has.
Well, Carson, thanks so much for joining us. Best luck the rest of the year, and best luck back in Cyprus.
Thank you.
This has been today's Dock Spiders pregame interview. The Dock Spiders take on the Chinooks, and Carson Frazier's rocking a brand new haircut at 6:35 on the Northwoods League Baseball Network.